Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Newson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Craig Grebeck. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Listach moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to third for the out. Seitzer moves to second. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Newson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines bunts towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hamilton hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff hits a pop-up into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Newson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sachs hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Newsom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Griebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Griebeck takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive towards the mound. Navarro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Newsom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Hamilton reaches second base with a double. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Fernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Listach bunts in front of the plate. Karkoviche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Newson is 0 for 1 in the game. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seitzer bunts towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grebeck strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hamilton bunts towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Listach bunts towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Grebeck applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newson is 0 for 2 in the game. Newson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Newson steals second. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sachs is 0 for 2 in the game. Sachs hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Sachs reaches third base with a triple. Newson scores. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sachs tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grebeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry Leach now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Grebeck applying the tag. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Darren Holmes now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hamilton strikes out. 1 out. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Listach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Listach hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abner hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Abner reaches third base with a triple. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sachs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Plesac now pitching. Greg Vaughn now playing right field. Darrell Hamilton now playing left field. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive beyond second. Gantner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Abner scores. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Greg Vaughn now playing left field. Darrell Hamilton now playing right field. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 3 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grybek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grybek hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a line drive beyond short. Grebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hamilton hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Molitor scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Raines is 0-for-4 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Henry now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.